They will have got wind of his coming. I thought that would alter their mood. Bid them come, few in number and weaponless, and I will hear. He called to the messenger. About midday, the banners of the forest and the lake were seen to be borne forth again. A company of 20 was approaching. At the beginning of the narrow way, they laid aside sword and spear and came on towards the gate. Wondering, the dwarves saw that among them were both Bard and the Elven King, before whom an old man wrapped in cloak and hood bore a strong casket of iron-bound wood.
"Hail, Thorin," said Bard. "Are you still of the same mind?"
"My mind does not change with the rising and setting of a few suns," answered Thorin. "Did you come to ask me idle questions? Still the elf host has not departed as I bade. Till then you come in vain to bargain with me."
"Is there then nothing for which you would yield any of your gold?"
"Nothing that you or your friends have to offer."
"What of the Ark and Stone of Thrain?" said he, and at the same moment the old man opened the casket and held aloft the jewel. The light leapt from his hand, bright and white in the morning. Then Thorin was stricken dumb with amazement and confusion. No one spoke for a long while. Thorin at length broke the silence, and his voice was thick with wrath.
"That stone was my father's and is mine," he said. "Why should I purchase my own?" But wonder overcame him, and he added, "But how came you by the heirloom of my house, if there is need to ask such a question of thieves?"
"We are not thieves," Bard answered. "Your own we will give back in return for our own."
"How came you by it?" shouted Thorin in gathering rage.
"I gave it them,"
squeaked Bilbo, who was peeping over the wall by now, in a dreadful fright.
You,
cried Thorin, turning upon him and grasping him with both hands.
"You miserable hobbit, you undersized burglar!"
He shouted at a loss for words, and he shook poor Bilbo like a rabbit.
"By the beard of Durin, I wish I had Gandalf here. Curse him for his choice of you. May his beard wither. As for you, I will throw you to the rocks," he cried, and lifted Bilbo in his arms.
"Stay. Your wish is granted,"
said a voice. The old man with a casket threw aside his hood and cloak.
"Here is Gandalf, and none too soon, it seems. If you don't like my burglar, please don't damage him. Put him down, and listen first to what he has to say."
"You all seem in league," said Thorin, dropping Bilbo on the top of the wall. "Never again will I have dealings with any wizard or his friends. What have you to say, you descendant of rats?"
"Dear me, dear me," said Bilbo. "I'm sure this is all very uncomfortable. You may remember saying that I might choose my own 14th share. Perhaps I took it too literally. I've been told that dwarves are sometimes politer in word than in deed. The time was, all the same, when you seemed to think that I had been of some service. Descendant of rats, indeed. Is this all the service of you and your family that I was promised, Thorin? Take it that I've disposed of my share as I wished, and let it go at that."
"I will," said Thorin grimly. "And I will let you go at that, and may we never meet again."
Then he turned and spoke over the wall.
"I am betrayed," he said. "It was rightly guessed that I could not forbear to redeem the Arkenstone, the treasure of my house. For it, I will give 1/14th share of the hoard in silver and gold, setting aside the gems. But that shall be accounted the promised share of this traitor.
and with that reward he shall depart, and you can divide it as you will. He will get little enough, I doubt not. Take him, if you wish him to live, and no friendship of mine goes with him. Get down now to your friends, he said to Bilbo, or I will throw you down.
What about the gold and silver? Asked Bilbo.
That shall follow after, as can be arranged, said he. Get down.
Until then, we keep the stone, cried Bard.
You are not making a very splendid figure as king under the mountain, said Gandalf. But things may change yet. They may indeed, said Thorin.
And already, so strong was the bewilderment of the treasure upon him, he was pondering whether, by the help of Dain, he might not recapture the Arkenstone and withhold the share of the reward.
This ends Disc 9.